The top-ranked men's tennis player in the world is sticking by his decision not to get vaccinated against COVID-19, even if it means missing more big tournaments like the French Open and Wimbledon. This week, the BBC's Amol Rajan spoke with Novak Djokovic and asked him why.
Why, Novak? Why?
Because the principles of decision-making on my body are more important than any title.
Just before the Australian Open last month, Djokovic was detained and deported from Australia for violating the country's vaccine rules. New York Times tennis correspondent Christopher Clary joins us now. Chris, welcome back.
Hey, good to talk to you again.
Yeah, so as the rules stand now, unless he's given a pass, he's going to miss the French Open, which starts in May, and all U.S. tournaments this year. What is Djokovic risking?
So much can change is the only thing I would say at this point. I mean, we all have seen how this virus has evolved and receded at times. So I think what looks like a concrete situation now may be quite different in another couple months' time. As it stands, he's risking, I think it's a decent chance he'll miss three of the four Grand Slam tournaments because of his vaccination stance this year, which is pretty extraordinary for the number one player in the world and a guy who's chasing, you know, one of the great records in sports, frankly, with the all-time record for Grand Slam singles titles for the men. So it is extraordinary. He obviously means it at this point. We can't deny that. He's had plenty of chances to think it over and to reconsider his stance, and he obviously feels it's where he needs to be. And so I think that ultimately has to be respected.
Well, right. He says very clearly that his body is more important than his career. That is his decision to make, no doubt about that. But the vast majority of professional tennis players are vaccinated. Why do you think Djokovic has been such an outlier?
I think there are a couple things. And you're right. Right now, according to the ATP, which is the tour on the men's side, 99 of the top 100 men have been vaccinated to some degree. They're not all boosted, but at least double vaccinated from what I've been told by the ATP. And the only one who's not is Novak Djokovic. So that's quite a stat. But as far as what's driving him, I think it's a combination of his own natural strong character that he's used to going up against the world and winning and making things work for himself. But I think on a higher level, I think he's somebody who has had some problems with his body over the course of his career. He's had some issues with breathing and playing his best tennis, and he's taken a natural path to healing that situation and improving it, going gluten-free, overhauling his diet about 10 years ago. I think he's done a lot of learning about natural healing and communicating with people who specialize in that. And I think he's come to take it to heart. And I think he believes that his body is a finely tuned machine and he doesn't want to mess with it.
So he doesn't play in the Australian Open. He may not play in other major competitions this year. Does he lose his number one ranking in 2022?
Oh, I think he will. I think he's going to lose it quite soon, actually, because I think Daniil Medvedev is on his heels. The fact that he didn't get to play the Australian Open is a big hit in terms of the points he can take. And I think Medvedev would have been close anyway. So Djokovic is 34 years old, heading toward 35, and the younger generation is coming up. So the number one ranking would have maybe been at risk anyway, but now I think it's almost a sure thing he will lose it sooner than later.
Christopher Clary is a New York Times tennis correspondent with the latest in the Novak Djokovic saga. Christopher, thank you so much, as always.
Yeah, my pleasure. We'll see where this goes next, huh?